Good morning, Miami. It's your girl, Caitlin Alexis, here to bring you the most recent update on the George Floyd trial against Derek Chauvin. As of this afternoon, closing statements have been entered and finally completed. Now, it's just up to the jury, who on my side I must say is non-biased, to make a huge decision, hopefully by tomorrow. After this commercial, I will be back with my opinion and more details of the final closing arguments made from this morning. Stay tuned, and I'll talk to you in a few. So after all this drama and sadness, we need something to brighten our day. I suggest you try the new Olay Cleansing and Brightening, made with vitamin C and B3. It's a new body wash. They come in different colors, flavors, and different vitamins. You can buy it at your local drugstore for only $6.99, maybe even cheaper depending where you go. What it does, it has a creamy lather, it cleanses, it hydrates, it brightens your dull and dry skin. How it works, it has advanced formula. It's actually infused with vitamin C, like I said, vitamin B3 complex. It moisturizes to renew skin surface and leave it glowing and radiant. Even check out the bottle. The bottle has glitter all over it. It's a pump and it's easy to use. So go ahead. If you haven't tried it yet, try it. Now back to the story at hand. This case, as we all know, was handed over to the 12 jurors after nearly 3 weeks of witness testimonies. Chauvin, who was a former Minneapolis police officer, declined to take the stand last week. However, today, miraculously, he decided to stand up and speak. And here's what he had to say, and I quote, "I will invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege today," unquote. The judge even asked, "Is this your own decision to not testify?" Chauvin stated, "Yes, it is, Your Honor." Now, even Chauvin's defense team stated that it was carbon monoxide that killed Mr. Floyd. The judge was not having it that day. He said, if they do pursue that and continue that, it will be a mistrial. So, all we're doing is tomorrow waiting the awaits for, basically we're waiting to see what's going to happen. We're waiting to see what the jury decides. It could take 5 minutes. It can take an hour. It can take 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. We never know because all of the jurors do have to sign on this. But all in all, we know who was wrong. And Siobhan looked very shook. But thank you for tuning in to Baby K. I appreciate it. I will keep you guys updated. Tune in next week. Maybe I'll even do a show sooner. Tune in sooner. I'll be announcing it. Tune in next week and we'll see what happened. We got to hear what's going on because justice needs to be revealed. It's not right for his family. It's not right what they did. It's not right what they're doing, and they're doing it in all of the states, and it's getting more and more out of control. And I think the judge honestly saw that and recognized it. So that's all I have to say for now. Stay tuned. I hope you guys have a blessed day. And thank you for tuning into my station. Peace.